This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Alex Smith. Sylvia is away this week. One veteran business person at Long Prospect took a very personal interest this week as a celebration took place of a multi-million dollar community development project along his blighted strip of the boulevard. Kenneth W. Bledsoe went to work with his father right out of Central High School at Bledsoe's Rental Company at 50th and Prospect. Founded in 1945, there are now other Bledsoes around the city, thanks to startup property and inventory provided by Mr. Bledsoe. Managers eventually bought the spinoff businesses from Bledsoe, no franchise fees or reimbursement required.
Bledsoe's 50-year-old son was murdered during a daytime robbery at the store last spring, but that only heightens his optimism about the corridor's potential turnaround. This week, the Blue Hills Community Services Center kicked off a $3.1 million community center project just down the street from Bledsoe, one of several new projects along Prospect.
Susan recently sat down with Mr. Bledsoe to talk about his business and what Prospect Corridor was like decades ago.
It was really good. We had the streetcars running around the street. Now we had good transportation then. It only costs a nickel. And we had lots of people around here. We got to one point where the people all took care of the property and everything, and we rented as many as 30 mowers at one time to cut their grass around here. Now you can't rent one. Because they let it go up and they don't take care of it. I don't have the pride in keeping their things up like they used to.
And I understand business was booming around here, and there were a lot of businesses on this street around you.
We had a buku of business, everything you could think of. Good restaurants. We had a few bars. We had bowling alleys. We had shows. We had sheet metal people. A drugstore in the corner that made malts for my dad every night. Chocolate malts. He loved them. Every night he got a chocolate malt.
What were some of your favorite restaurants back then?
Brownies was a favorite right across the street. And then Piper's was up the street about 59th. And that they had special on fried chicken a certain day. And you couldn't even get in. It's still there, but it's just a little hole in the wall. But they had great fried chicken.
So when did you first notice the first signs of change on Prospect?
Oh, it was probably in the last 15 years it started going down. Whenever they took the highway out here to make this freeway, well, they went and condemned all the property and made all the people move out, and then they never did build a highway for 40 years after that, and it sort of became stagnant. In other words, there was not enough people there to support them.
So now you mentioned the highway and the impact it had. What were the other factors that made Prospect go down as it did?
Well, I imagine probably the recession did, and then the houses started. They didn't keep the houses up, so they went down. They didn't have enough people to come back in there, and so they went backwards.
This is difficult to talk about, but last May, your son David was killed in a robbery, and I want to offer my sincere condolences. That had to be a devastating blow to you and your family. How are you not angry or bitter or, you know, that sort of thing after something like that happens?
Well, it's one of those things that I just don't know what causes it, why anybody would want to do it. Actually, it was one of our customers that brought his grandkids over here to do that, and I just don't understand that because we always treated them right. They wanted money, and I think it was probably because they had to have drugs, etc., because there's a lot of drugs around this area right now.
And so you're still here in spite of all of that, shortened hours, right?
We went to work at 7 in the morning and didn't get off till 8 o'clock at night and worked in 9 to 5 on Sundays. Had to cut ours back 9 to 1 because we didn't have enough help to run it. And it's hard to find somebody like David. David did most of the mechanical work.
But people are still renting things, right?
Oh, yeah, they're still renting. And if they don't rent it, they ask us where they can get it, and we refer them to the next rental store, which is the closest.
This week there was a kickoff event to announce the new investments in Prospect. Now, does this give you hope, or are you still kind of skeptical since there are other projects in the blighted areas around Kansas City that seem to start up and then they sputter?
Well, I think this one here has got a lot better chance because they've already got the money in advance, and they've got the plan set up, and if they get the first thing going, I think it'll expand to other plans, which would be to take the neighborhoods and tear them down or rehab them and bring back some of the people that moved out will come back. And if they do that, then our business will start coming back. But it's going to be a slow process, of course, just like the recession. It ain't over today. It takes a while.
What would you personally like to see happen on Prospect?
Well, I'd like to see a lot of businesses start coming back, you know. So if you got businesses there, then people will come to them, and that'll make more people come back. They'll need housing. They need to tear down the junkers and the things and put new housing in. And, you know, where people can have yards and they enjoy themselves more. Of course, the first place they have, thing they're going to have to do is sort of get rid of the drugs in the area.
So as this Prospect renovation happens, what are your plans for the business?
Well, we're trying to turn it around, but when they had the accident, they said everybody told us that it was closed on television and stuff, so everybody thought we was closed down, and we lost about 50% of our business, so it's pretty bad. But I figured eventually it should turn around and come back. We're just hoping for the best, just like the country's hoping for the best. There's no sure thing.
Well, Mr. Bledsoe, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on KC Currents.
Thank you, too, for coming out and seeing us.
If you can't listen to all of KC Currents today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. And we've got podcasts. Find us on iTunes.